Wet aging your beef for the grill will help improve tenderness and flavor. We'll tell you how next on Western Life Radio.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But, Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet, too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Stay on the trail to prevent damage to Utah's famous scenery that we all enjoy. A scarred landscape is not a great vacation memory. Protect the resources and protect the Utah State Trust lands that help fund the future of our schools. Other bullet points include: get certified. Utah law requires youth 16 to be certified before riding on OHV on public lands. Ride on designated trails at safe speeds. Visit stateparks.utah.gov/OHV for the online course.
Wet age your beef cuts for greater flavor and tenderness. John Head with the Barbecue Cooking School shares a few tips.
One that a lot of people don't pay a lot of attention to and probably should is sirloin. Sirloin has great beefy flavor, doesn't have a lot of marbling and fat in it, is actually very lean and better for you than most of the other steaks, and just tastes awfully good. The trick with all meats, but especially sirloin, is a little bit of aging. We call it wet aging. You go to the supermarket and you buy any of these steaks in a little styrofoam tray with a plastic on it. If the plastic's not broken, that means it won't be vacuum packed. But if the plastic's not broken, you can stick that in your refrigerator for 3, 4, even 5 days past the expiration date on the meat. And what that does is wet age it. It allows some of the enzymes in the meat to start breaking it down, start tenderizing it, and in tenderizing it, it also improves the flavor. I do that with all the steaks that I buy, and even a few of the smaller roasts that I buy, age them just to make them a little bit more tender. The expiration date is the date that the grocery store has to sell it. That's their deadline for getting it out of the store. The fact that it is perfectly fine meat, it probably has been in the system from the cow to the butcher to the supermarket 3 or 4 days, and then you add another 4 or 5 days on top of that, you're talking 8 or 9 days of aging. This is a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that. And again, aging improves both tenderness and flavor. BBQ Cooking School, all one word, .com. That's the website for the Master Barbecue School, bbqcookingschool@hotmail.com.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.